Good evening. We want to welcome all Bengals season ticket holders to the first ever Bengals Fan Forum. We're excited about it. And this event is exclusive to you folks, season ticket holders and sponsors. And at any time during the call, we already have quite a few callers, but at any time during the call, if you want to participate and ask a player a question, all you have to do is press *3 on your dial pad and ask a question to any of our players. And also, you can press *0 to transfer to a member of our ticket office staff as well. Once again, *3 to ask a live question to any of our players. But first, before we get to the players, and I want to let you know that we're going to have a star-studded cast here tonight. Andre Smith, Ray Malaluga, Michael Johnson, Chase Kaufman, Jonathan Luigs, and Kevin Huber will be with us this evening. But we're going to start it off with the architect of everything here in Bengaland, and Bengals head coach Marvin Lewis, who I think had a phenomenal draft. And by the response of the fans here, Coach, I think they feel the same way. Can you sum it up for us? Can you let us know or give us your feeling on how the draft went on draft day and your off season in general, Coach?
Well, I think the off season has been very productive, and I think the draft fell into place very good for us. We were able to both accomplish and fill needs, but also with young players that have great upside as far as being, you know, have opportunities to be great players in the National Football League, and I think that's most important. So both the filling, you know, positional needs, but also with guys with great upside as they go in future years in the NFL.
You know, you look at some of the guys that you took. Andre out of Alabama, one of the best teams in the nation for the entire football season. Ray from USC in the same vein. I mean, great players from great programs, and it went all the way up and down the draft. We have Michael Johnson coming on with us here shortly out of Georgia Tech as well. I mean, really solid programs, and the better players, the best players on those programs has to be exciting.
Well, it is good. I think, as you mentioned, you have guys who came from programs that have been very successful throughout their athletic careers. They've been on teams that have been successful, and I think that's important. So they're used to winning, and that's the thing, and that happened, and that winning is habit-forming, and we want that to be habitual.
Coach, I know the reason we have the guys here tonight, you have your rookie mini-camp going on. Can you give us kind of a brief overview of what your expectations are there?
Well, the best thing is to kind of get these guys immersed in offense, defense, special teams, and how we do things. We'll get 5 practices in over the next 3 days. Today is their kind of their physical day and orientation, getting their fitted for mouthpieces and things like that, eye exams, you know, everything that we get done physically. A lot of these guys have been through it, but some of the guys were non-combine guys that we signed as free agents and so forth. So we'll fill out the team with rookies at about 40-some guys this weekend, and we've got about 20-some guys in here on tryout contracts. So it's a good chance. We're really going to cater and tailor everything to the draft picks and utilize and kind of work through them and around them with everything we do.
And I know tonight, Coach, are there meetings? You got meetings tonight on the
dock? We'll have some orientation meetings this evening after they're done with all their physicals and so forth.
Coach, appreciate it. I know you're on a very tight timetable yourself, and I know the fans appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to kick off this fan forum for us, and appreciate it very much. And everybody's very, very excited about the 2009 Cincinnati Bengals, sir.
All right, very excited. Glad to be here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. We're going to get started right now with the first round draft pick of the Cincinnati Bengals, Andre Smith, who big offensive tackle out of Alabama, 6'4", 330-pounder. And Andre, first of all, welcome to Cincinnati. We appreciate you visiting with us this evening. And what are your first impressions here?
Oh, I love it, man. It's an exciting opportunity, you know, to go out there and beat a minicamp. I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, it's I know it's a dream. I remember, and this is a lot of years back, obviously, but I can remember when I was drafted, the feeling that I had. What was it like for you on draft day when you went as the 6th overall pick in the National Football League draft? What was it like for you and your family?
I mean, it felt great. Just to have an opportunity to get drafted in the NFL has been a great experience in itself. Only thing I could do was smile. I mean, I was so excited. I finally obtained my goal as far as making the NFL.
And we've got some season ticket holders out here, Andre, that want to interact. How about if we start with Mel? Mel, do you have a question for Andre Smith here with us?
Yes, I do. Andre, welcome to Cincinnati. What is your ideal playing weight, and have you ever had any weight problems since you've been playing football?
No, sir, I haven't had any weight problems. My ideal playing weight is 320, 325.
Is that it? Mel, appreciate that very much. Sure, let's check in next with...
I don't get a talk soon.
I'm calling Fat Dog.
Okay, I'm not sure. I don't have a name. We got a fan on the phone here?
Yes.
What's your name, sir?
Brian.
Brian? Okay, Brian, now that you signed in, what do you have for Andre?
What are your intentions of helping the Bengals this season?
First and foremost, come in and compete, buzz my butt, work hard, you know, make the team better and make myself better. I'm going out there competing. The teams get better when you bring great players in to push each other. So just coming in to push and have fun and play football.
I appreciate that. Let's go to Patricia. Patricia, do you have a question for Big Andre?
They're talking to me.
Patricia, you're up. Hello, Patricia.
Yes.
What's your question for Andre?
Oh, my question to him is I would first like to welcome him to Who Dey Country, and I would like to say to him that I watched him when he was on the field talking about how he was going to protect the quarterback like he would protect his mom. So I am a season ticket holder, diehard Bengal fan, and I'm going to hold him to that. Also, I would like for him with that number one to take us to number one this season.
Yes, ma'am. Try my hardest.
What about that? You mentioned she made a good point. I think that was probably the quote of the weekend in terms of how the media reacted. You said that, you know, quarterback's important to you just like your mother is, and you're going to protect the quarterback like your mother. How'd you come up with that one? When did that first pop into your head?
I've actually been saying it since I was in high school. You know, just the passion that I have for the quarterback. You know, for him to make big plays, he has to be up on his feet. So anything else in life, you don't want your mother ever get hurt or hit by anyone. So you do by any means to protect her.
Okay, let's go to, that one's for me. I want to get one for Andre here. Let's see. My question for you, Andre, and this comes from Tim, a season ticket holder. Nick Saban obviously prepared you to play at a high level in the National Football League. Nick Saban, obviously NFL experience, great coach. How do you feel Nick Saban and also your offensive line coach, if you talk about it, how those two guys could possibly impact your NFL career?
They just taught me how to finish and everything I do as far as throwing names, quiet every single play and compete and bust my butt. And with Coach Saban and with Coach Pinger, just teaching me about life and how hard work pays off, just to see that passion every day of practice for us going out there competing, having fun, really taught me about life and also football.
All right, let's go to Alex. Alex has an interesting question for Andre. What's on your mind, Alex?
My question is, Andre, as you transition in the NFL, and you've been so successful throughout your entire career, do you see yourself open to new techniques and the coaching that you're going to have, because you're going to be facing guys like Sean Merriman this year and talent that so far exceeds any of the talent you've ever seen before? How do you plan on stepping your game to the next level?
I'm fortunate to have Coach Paul Alexander in my life as far as my offensive line coach. He's a great guy. I mean, he's coached some of the best as far as Willie Anderson. I mean, this can continue to go on. So, I mean, if he taught Willie, he can teach me. So I always think that there's always room for improvement. There will never be a perfect player. So every day of practice, we'll go out and try to find something better to get at. That's how I think I'm going to approach it. No, that's how I know I will approach it.
Steve, you're up next. What do you have for Andre?
Hey, this is an opportunity. I really, really am glad to see that everything went well in the draft. I'm very proud. Would like to know how you prepare the team, yourself, to be mentally tough. You're physically tough, I know that. You're very talented, but how do you be mentally tough to where you don't fumble the ball, you don't miss the field goal in the last quarter, you don't do things. So how do you do that?
Well, the biggest thing for me is to make sure everybody buys into the system. As far as knowing that the offensive coordinator and the coach staff are going to give us an answer to the test, it's just up for us to go out there and compete and finish, because they will never put us in a bad situation. if everybody goes out and do as opposed to do is study their playbook, work hard and practice, we only can have success on the field.
Next up is Monty. Monty says he's a long-time season ticket holder. What's your question for Big Andre?
My question is, hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You're up.
Hey, Dave. How you doing? Thanks for your commitment, too, also.
Oh, absolutely.
My question is to Mr. Smith Ferry. I've been, like I said, tickets for 25 years. I've been the brunt of a lot of jokes. You're coming in here. What is your plan to lift this team up? We've got two Super Bowl champs. We need to win. We need to win now. What are they going to get you? Are they going to get you signed in early enough to get into camp? And what are your plans once you get to camp to turn this team around?
Well, the first thing on my thing to do is I want to be signed and ready before mini camp even starts. So that's number one of my goals to do. And the other thing is I'm going to compete every single day. I'm going to demand the best out of my teammates, just the way they're going to demand the best out of me at all times. And when we're at practice, we're going to compete and have fun. I mean, we don't like can train each other to be the best that we possibly can, so don't have to compete every single day.
I got a final question for you, Andre, because I know your time is up, and we appreciate you carving time out of and I know it's dinner time. That's important, you guys staying with the nutrition and everything. Right tackle or left tackle, does it matter to you which side of the line of scrimmage you play on? You played left pretty much your whole career, haven't you?
I have played left my entire career. I love to play left tackle. But if I have to play right side, I don't mind. I just want to be on the field and compete.
Sounds good. Well, welcome to Cincinnati. We're thrilled to death to have you in this AFC North. Very, very physical division. Got to run the football, stop the run. Baltimore and Pittsburgh in this division, man, it doesn't get any more physical than that. We're glad to have your presence because watching you on tape, you knock people off the ball. You get them moving a little bit, big man. Can't wait to see you play.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you coming out and joining us. Our next player will be Michael Johnson. Michael was third-round draft pick, the 70th pick of the draft by the Cincinnati Bengals. And Ray Maoluga is here. He's getting some business taken care of in terms of physical. Came in from that left coast. Time changes there. We'll get Ray as soon as he's available to us. We do want to mention, though, we got a poll question here. First poll question to you season ticket holders. Regarding outlook on the upcoming season, the Bengals are excited about it, obviously. How do you think they'll do in 2009? Do you think they'll win 11 games or more? Press 1 in your dial pad now. If you think they'll win 9 or 10 games, press 2 on your dial pad. Press 3 if you think they'll win 7 or 8 games, and press 4 if you think they'll win 6 or less games. And also, remember that you can, at any time, press star 3 on your dial pad to ask a question of any of our players. And also, you can press star 0 to transfer to a member of our ticket office staff. And right now, joining us is defensive end Michael Johnson out of Georgia Tech, 6'7", 266 pounds. And I'll tell you what, you carry it well, man. I mean, you're looking like you should be in the NBA playoffs here tonight, the way your body type is. Your vertical jump, 40-inch vertical jump I'm hearing?
No, about 38.
38. Man, what do you run the 40?
4.59, 4.6.
Is that right, man? So you have all the physical tools that anybody could hope to have playing in the National Football League. I know a lot of people here in Cincinnati. As soon as you were drafted, started comparing you right away to Javon Kearse. Do you think that's unfair? Do you think it's fair? Do you not worry about those type of expectations, or what's your take on that? Being compared to some of the a guy like Javon Kearse, one of the best players in his day.
Well, I like that. You know, I was always a big fan of Javon Kearse, and it's going to be fun going out, you know, trying to chase after some of the things he's done, you know, achieving.
Well, speaking of that, you mentioned a fan of Javon Kearse. Did you have a favorite defensive end? Did you have a prototype that you kind of patterned your game after, or was it multiple players, or what's about that?
I like, you know, Julius Peppers, Jason Taylor, Javon Kearse, guys like that.
Now, here in Cincinnati, there's already talk about you playing defensive end and maybe even some outside linebacker with those physical skills that we talked about a little bit. And you can create some problems with offensive linemen. Boy, do we treat them as a defensive end or a linebacker? How do we account for them in our blocking schemes? You looking forward to that type of thing, being that type of versatile player for this defense here?
Of course, I look forward to that. Anything that can cause offense headaches, you know, I want to be a part of.
And with your size and jumping ability and all those sort of things, how many kicks did you block in college?
I blocked 3 field goals.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
So you were the jumper behind the penetrators at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, those penetrators, they make my job easy.
I hear you. Let's get out to some of the season ticket holders. We appreciate your patience. And Matt, you're first up. What do you have for Big Michael?
Hey, thanks for having me, you guys. Michael, I'm real excited that we got you, and I just kind of wanted to ask, you know, what's fun to you about your position? You know, what are you looking forward to doing for the team? And I'm just real optimistic and excited for the pieces that we put in place on the defense this year.
I look forward to coming off the edge and getting off the quarterback, you know, getting to him, getting the ball loose. And if I'm dropping in the coverage, getting deflections and interceptions, you know, just causing havoc, making them scared and worried.
Remember, at any time during the time here, you can press star 3 during our fan forum hour. Press star 3. You can ask any one of the draft pick a question that comes to mind. And let's jump out to Big John. What's happening, John? A 15-year season ticket holder. Got a question for Big Michael Johnson.
How you doing, Dave?
All right, how you doing,
this
John?
John? Not bad. The question I have is, I've been, like I said, I've been there for a long time. I got up to, and I played high school ball on the east side of town. My game was intensity, and my game was to, you know, to have intensity when I played. I thought they gave me an edge. Last year, the first couple of games of the year at home, I thought we didn't have that edge. I thought they were kind of flat. I wanted to ask Michael how does he get himself into that position to have that intensity, go out and beat that man across from him?
Well, I just focus on my assignment and try to think about some stuff to, you know, really get you fired up, whatever, listen to music or whatever, and just go out there pumped and amped. And a lot of times, you know, with my teammates and stuff at Tech, you know, we have to always tell each other, don't get too high, don't get too low, but just go out there and get after them, man.
All right, let's take another season ticket holder. Identify yourself, please, and pose that question for Big Michael.
Hey, Michael, it's Nate Dalton. I'm a season ticket holder from Lucasville. First of all, I want to welcome you to the Bengals.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to ask you, you're talked about as one of the potential steals of the draft in the third round, but for that to happen, teams had to pass on you. I just wondered if that motivates you to kind of show those teams that they really missed out.
Man, you better believe it motivates me big time. I'm looking forward to going out and, you know, shutting up a lot of critics in my house and just going out having fun and winning football games. You know, I hadn't had a losing season on the team since I was 10 years old. So this is going to be a great opportunity for me to go out, you know, represent myself, my family, my town, and everything, and just put all I got into it and be successful.
Yeah, I can see the chip on his shoulders about as big as a 2x4 right now, and that looks good. David, you're up next. What's on your mind? You got a question for Big Michael.
Yeah, Michael, welcome to Cincinnati. You come with a great reputation of being a great pass rusher. How about stopping the run? How'd you do in college as a run stopper, and do you get just as motivated to kind of block those holes and put a good hit on a running back coming through the middle?
Oh, yeah, I had like 18, 19 tackles lost this past year, so, you know, I get it done there, too. Wherever, you know, you line me up, put me, ask me what to do, I've always done whatever my coaches have expected of me, and, you know, my teammates always been able to count on me.
Great, well, thanks.
Okay, let's check in with Ken. Ken, what's on your mind tonight? Yo, Ken. Ken, you ready? Hello, Ken?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir, you're up.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to say welcome to Cincinnati, and I got to, you know, I've got a couple softball questions for you. One, you know, what do you want to see from the fans of Cincinnati? And two, what can we do as fans in Cincinnati to make Cincinnati feel more like home to you?
Man, well, just for all the fans, just positive believing goes a long way. You know, believe for us to be successful. Cheers on to be successful, and just stay behind us, and you know that'll happen because you know where a lot of people get together and they thinking alike and thinking in the same path and staying positive, you'll be surprised how far that can take an organization and a group of people.
Appreciate it very much, Big Michael Johnson, for visiting with us, taking time out of your evening. 6'7", 265-pounder man. That was a big man back in the day. I mean, that was one of the biggest guys in the league. I can't believe how big and fast guys are in the National Football League in these days. But appreciate it. Have a great rookie camp. And we're gonna visit now with Chase Kaufman, tight end out of Missouri, that I think everybody's gonna be excited to meet. And he was drafted in the third round, 98th player drafted overall. His dad, Paul Kaufman, played many years in the NFL. Now, I remember your dad. I played the same time frame as your dad, and I've covered many of your games at the University of Missouri for Fox Sports. We had your games on quite regularly. And, man, you were the master of the one-handed catch. And two things I remember about you, the one-handed catch in the back of the end zones and hurdling defenders. I mean, that was kind of your trademark. It was like you were a high hurdler out there. Welcome to Fan Forum, and what's your first reaction to being drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals on draft day?
I was just excited. It was a relief to get it over with, and I'm excited to work with tight ends coach Jonathan Hayes and just be able to help this team out as much as I can.
You know, Carson Palmer, having Carson Palmer as your quarterback, I mean, one of the best. The ball comes out of his hand pretty nicely, as you'll find out. How exciting is that to have a guy like that throwing the ball down the football field to you?
That's great. I mean, one of the most important things is just to have a great quarterback, and I think Carson Palmer is just that guy. Like you said, he releases the ball well. He's got a good arm, and I'm very excited to work with him.
All right, we're going to go out to the season ticket holders. It's their night. Now, Mark, it's your opportunity to catch up with Chase Kaufman. What's on your mind? Hello, Mark.
Yes.
You take it away, Mark.
Hey, Chase. Welcome to Cincinnati. You have a reputation of being a good receiver. I understand you'll be operating in that capacity, but how's your blocking? Do you enjoy both ends of the catching and blocking?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Usually you don't get that many passes a game, so most of the plays you're trying to block for your teammate or block on the for a run or whatever it is, but I mean, to be the best you can be, especially at tight end, you got to be able to be a good receiver and a good blocker. So, in the spread offense, I really wasn't asked to block on the line of scrimmage that much, but I am a good blocker.
Remember, anybody that wants to ask any of the draft picks a question, all you do is press *3, and you can press *0 to transfer out to a member of our ticket office staff as well. If you want to renew those season tickets, now's the time to do so. The Bengals historically have been very blessed at the tight end position. I'm going back a long ways now. Your dad would remember Bob Trumpy probably more readily than you would, but Bob Trumpy was a Pro Bowl tight end with the Bengals, had great teams in his ear. Dan Ross was a Pro Bowl tight end in 81 when we went to the Super Bowl in 81, and Rodney Holman was a Pro Bowl tight end in 1988 when the Bengals went to the Super Bowl. So there's kind of been a little litany, a little history of very, very talented tight ends. Do you embrace that, or do you feel pressure with that, or what do you feel?
Oh, I definitely embrace that. It's something good to be known for having some good tight ends, and hopefully I'll keep that tradition alive and go to quite a few Pro Bowls myself.
All right, let's check in with Don. Don, what are you thinking about with respect to Chase Kaufman?
Welcome to the team.
Thank you very much. I watched you
quite a bit during the season. I'm a season ticket holder of many years. Moved from Cincinnati and live in North Carolina and still attend. So I got to watch quite a few of the Big 12 games this year, and I was mightily impressed. You have great size for a tight end. Chase, what is your what's your 40 speed?
4.8, give or take a couple tenths of a second.
So you're in terms of a lot of people, one caller addressed it, you were in a two-point stance a good part of your career, but you don't feel that getting in a three-point and knocking around defensive ends and outside linebackers at the end of the line of scrimmage is going to be a difficult thing. I mean, it's all about attitude and want to, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like you said, it's all about attitude and just the willingness to get down there and do what you're told to do, do what you're asked to do. And we, like you said, I was in a two-point stance most of the time, but every once in a while we did get in the three-point stance, and that's something that I'm definitely going to have to learn to be accustomed to, because in the NFL, wherever you go, tight ends aren't going to be out in a two-point stance like you see in college spread offenses.
Your dad, we mentioned Paul Kaufman. How big an influence was your dad to your football career? Obviously, you guys are close. I mean, is it is he about as big an influence as anybody has been on your football life?
Yeah, my dad's been a huge influence on my life, on my football career, everything that I do. He's always there. I mean, just making me compete, making me earn whatever it is that I want, and he's pushed me, and he's there supporting me every step of the way.
All right, Chase, we appreciate you you dropping by and visiting us as well, and remember, press *3 if you want to ask any of the draft picks a question. Press *0 to transfer out to a member of our ticket office staff. And Chase, we appreciate you carving time out as well to join us. Good luck. Congratulations, first of all, in being drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals, and good luck in this division. It's a tight end division. I mean, there are pretty good tight ends in every football team. We're glad to have you a member of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Thank you. It's good to be a member.
All righty. Now we're going to be joined by our second draft pick. Is that where we're going in order? Okay, we'll go Jonathan. We'll give Ray a chance to adapt here a little bit, and we'll go with the center, fourth round draft pick of the Cincinnati Bengals, and he was 106th player overall. Jonathan, am I saying this properly?
Luigs.
Yes, sir. Jonathan Luigs, and won the Remington Award your junior year at Arkansas. He had a coaching change. Bobby Petrino, who people in this area know pretty well from his days down at Louisville, ended up at Arkansas. How different was the offense from that you had been running before when you had, you know, McFadden and Felix Jones, and as opposed to what you were running last year with Bobby Petrino?
Well, obviously, when we had those backs, we needed to run the ball a lot, and we sure did with Coach Nutt. And with his departure and their departure, we developed more of a pro-style offense and had to spread the ball around more. So, I mean, we learned a lot last year. Unfortunately, we didn't finish out that great.
This this division, as we talked about, the AFC North, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens want to stop the running game. I mean, that's their first priority. They list them at 350. To me, they look closer to 380. I mean, they're a beast at that nose tackle position. You know, you get guys like Nada, and you get guys like Casey Hampton. And what's your take on coming into the AFC North and handling those big old beasts that'll be lining up on your nose, and you'll be able to smell their bad breath and all that good stuff?
It's just time to grow up. I mean, it's a different level up here, and I know that, and I'm looking forward to learning a new technique from Coach Alexander and getting an off-season program up here. So I know it's a different level, and I'm looking forward to the challenge.
All right, we're going to go to season ticket holder Lucas, who has been a long-time season ticket holder. What's on your mind? What do you have for Jonathan?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Rob. Well, basically, I just have one question. You know, actually, this is my first year ticket holder. I'm 24 years old. You know, I just got my first tattoo. It's actually of a Cincinnati Bengal ripping through a Pittsburgh Steelers logo. So I'm just trying to ask you a question. Do you understand?
You have a Cincinnati Bengal ripping through a Pittsburgh Steeler. That's your tattoo?
Yeah.
Man, you're sick. I love you.
It's on my right shoulder. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers logo, and then it's a Bengal ripping through on the inside.
I like that.
So
I like that.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, you know. But basically the question I had, you know, do you understand the intensity of Pittsburgh Steelers rivalry? And I'm not just talking about that per se. I'm talking about the intensity of the physicality of the sport of, you know, the NFL, you know, with the league, the conference that we're in. You know, it's big physical football. So what do you have to bring to the table when you're facing, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, the number one team? You know, what are you going to do? What do you have to bring to the table? I understand you're a great player, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting question. Obviously, I played in a tough conference in the Southeastern Conference, and hopefully that prepared me as much as it could for this level. But like you said, it's a different ball game up here, and those guys are a lot bigger. So really it's just going to have to develop my technique and work hard in the weight room to be able to compete out there on that field.
Anybody that wants to get involved and jump on board, press *3 to ask any of the draft picks a question. You can also press *0 if you want to transfer out and talk to a member of our ticket office staff to jump on board and watch all the games as a season ticket holder as the 2009 Cincinnati Bengals win the AFC North and advance to a playoff run. That sounds like sweet sugar right there. Jonathan, what about how big a deal is it for you to have a quarterback the caliber of a Carson Palmer. I mean, it's a center's dream, I would assume. I mean, I played a little bit of center, and I snapped the football to my roommate was Kenny Anderson, a Pro Bowl quarterback, and I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. And I mean, that was a thrill. I mean, what are you thinking when you could ultimately be the guy initiating every play, and Carson Palmer's on the other end of it?
I mean, not only is he a great quarterback, he's a great leader, and I think to have a successful team and a winning team, you have to have that leader. And for him to be seasoned like he is and to experience the adversity he has, I think he's going to be able to do a lot for this organization.
Carl, you're up next. What do you have for Jonathan?
Yeah, Jonathan, this is Carl out of Dublin, Ohio, about 2 hours away, and I'm starting my fourth year as a season ticket holder. I have to raise him 4 kids. Finally had the money to do that. I you know what that's all about. The beefiness, the blocking, all that, that'll come along fine. I'm not worried about that with strength and conditioning, but you're the quarterback of the line. You're calling those blocking assignments as a center. You're making those decisions. You're recognizing defenses. That'll be an interesting adjustment for you. How do you think that's going to happen, and then how do you really learn that other than just experience?
Well, I've got the playbook right across from me, so it just starts in getting in that and working with Coach Alexander in the film room and just learning. I had a lot of starts at Arkansas and experienced a tougher offense this past year with Coach Petrino, so I feel like I have a good base of knowledge of football, but I'm always anxious to learn more, and it's just going to take time.
You know, here in this division, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Dick LeBeau is the master of disguise, as Rex Ryan was with the Baltimore Ravens. Now he's the head coach of the Jets, but recognition and communicating what you see, that's the key to success as a center, so everybody's on the same page, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that's definitely the first thing you have to do when you get to the line of scrimmage is identify the defense and any of the tips they might have in the formation they're in. So, like you said, it's just game planning, learning the offense, and being able to identify it out there on the field.
Jeff, what's up? What do you have for Jonathan? Hello, Jeff.
Jonathan, yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I've been hearing some things about you needing to develop your leg strength. I'd like to hear what you have to say about that. But I also noticed that I believe you had the fastest 20-yard shuttle time of any offensive lineman, and great reps on the 225. I'm just saying, compare for us what you think that leg strength really means, because to me, the greatest thing on the center is that quickness that you see in that 20-yard shuttle time. Could you comment on that for us?
Well, definitely. I think I do need to improve my leg strength, especially with the size of defensive tackles in this league. But at the same time, the center is supposed to be the quicker of the offensive linemen, and hopefully I possess that trait. But it's just something that I'm going to have to utilize, my quickness versus my strength, to help me out.
In the SEC, I mean, there were some big boys that you had on your nose. I know Alabama threw some beasts out there. I mean, it's not like you haven't played against, full-grown men. I mean, What was it like for you in those kind of encounters? I mean, did you more than hold your own?
I think I did. Terrence Cody, I think, is who you're referring to down there.
Yeah, Cody's a beast.
I mean, he's a big man, but obviously there's going to be these men up here are older and possess better technique, so obviously it's going to be a change for me.
Jonathan, appreciate it. I appreciate you joining us. Welcome to the city of Cincinnati. The season ticket holders are excited, and rightfully so. It's going to be It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's catch up with Kevin Huber, local guy, makes good here. And this has had to be exciting for Kevin, as well as all his friends and family and everybody that realizes that Kevin Huber played at McNicholas High School, went to University of Cincinnati, Ray Guy Award winner, led the country in net punting like a couple of years ago, wasn't it? I mean. And you understand here in Cincinnati, growing up in Cincinnati, about the wind, the weather, and all the things that a punter has to deal with. And the thing that intrigues me, the last left-footed punter we had was Lee Johnson. He had a pretty good run. And that left-footed punter with the reverse spin kind of causes some problems, doesn't it? I mean, have you found that to be the case? Have you found that to be a big advantage for you, Kevin?
Yeah, even working in practice back at the University of Cincinnati, some of the returners, they always come up to me, and they have a tough time because it spins the opposite way, so there's a different turnover on the ball. And, it's definitely an advantage because most of the punters in the league and even throughout college are right-footed. And to be left-footed is just an extra advantage that I've had.
Now, are you left-handed all the way? I mean, do you hit a golf ball left-handed? Do you eat left-handed, right, left-handed, the whole nine yards?
I do everything left-handed except for playing hockey.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting. Couldn't get that left-handed hockey stick, huh?
Yeah.
So when you get drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals, I know you're out in the golf course. That's been well documented. You were at California, I think it was, on number 17, about ready to tee it up, and
right.
You get the phone call from Marvin Lewis. Take us through that.
I got the phone call, the 513 number, so, I didn't put two and two together at first, but I kind of walked away because I wasn't sure who the phone call was going to be, and Coach Lewis got on the phone and, asked how I was doing, and he asked what I was doing. I was like, I'm on the golf course, and he's like, oh, that's a pretty nice day. How you hitting them? And I was like, I'm hitting them all right, and he goes, we're the next in line to pick, and we're gonna turn your name in. So really happy to have you, and really really excited to get you down here, and it went on from there. And then he got the phone, and Coach Simmons called me, special teams coach, called me right afterwards, and talked to him for a couple minutes. And then when I got off the phone, finally my turned around, and told my brother and everybody I was with, and my brother went a little bit crazy and started screaming. Other golfers in the golf course, I don't think were too happy about it, but they'll get over it.
Let's head to the season ticket holders and catch up with Jim, a 33-year season ticket holder. You're our dean right now, Jim, this evening. What's happening with you?
Well, I'm just happy that Kevin has joined in the Bengals instead of somebody else, because then I'd have mixed emotions about cheering for somebody else. But first of all, I want to tell you that Kevin, that everybody in Anderson is happy as heck and proud of you. And I just want to, since I know your family, and I want everybody to know that you're from pretty good stock, that how do you feel punting in the NFL is going to be different from punting in college, or do you feel it's going to be different?
Really, the main difference for me in particular is, back at UC we had a spread punt where there's, guys are real spread apart, and I pretty much had almost every guy on the line was a gunner, so they could all block and go downfield right away. Versus in the NFL, everybody on the line except for the gunners, they have to take steps back, and they can't release until the ball's punted. So having basically, four or five less gunners on the field, I'm going to have to be a lot more consistent with my hang time to allow the outside gunners to get downfield and the rest of the covers to make up that time.
Let's check in with Jonathan. What do you have for Kevin?
Hi, Kevin. Welcome to the Bengals. I had a quick question. Seeing as how we recently let go of the other competition, do you see that being a problem for, motivation, or you see that actually helping you, knowing that there's no pressure on you to kind of earn the job?
I mean, it's kind of twofold. I would really like to have them in here to compete with them and see how both, Kyle and Ryan punt and see how their attitude is in practice to learn from veterans, because both of them combined have, 9 or 10-plus years of experience. And to be around that, it's a big help. But at the same time, it's pretty good to see that, the organization has confidence in me to come in and to be a starter. And it's something I got to have competition with myself now to keep myself going to be a better punter.
How big an advantage is it to have Darren Simmons, the special teams coach, be a former punter at Kansas? And then part B of that, you experience what he's like as a coach down at the Senior Bowl. You had Marvin and Darren and all those guys. So how big of a synergy is that for you?
I mean, it's been huge. I mean, just having Coach Simmons, having some punting background, is huge. So every day I can work with him, and he actually knows the ins and outs of punting versus having a punting or a special teams coach who is just a special teams coach. He can do the schemes and all that, but he doesn't know all the ins and outs of punting. So having Coach Simmons as my special team coach is huge, and also having having them down at the Senior Bowl in the combine has also helped a lot, just to get the feel for him and see what kind of coach he is.
Danny, what's up? You're up with Kevin. Take it away.
Hi, Kevin. Welcome to Cincinnati. And even though I was raised in a Steeler household with my parents and my siblings being Steelers fans, I'm a very proud Cincinnati Bengals fan. I'm proud to be from this city. My question is, what hobbies do you have outside of football that that you're going to partake in here in Cincinnati? And also, what charities do you do you want to focus on while you're here in Cincinnati?
I say one of my huge hobbies is golfing. You know, I love golf. That's one thing I like to do. I've been out quite a few times this this year so far, and you know, I haven't really looked in too far into the charity end of it. You know, I've had my godmother. She passed a couple years back, and she had breast cancer and many other types of cancer. So I'm kind of looking towards you know, some of the cancer charities, and you know, I'm also going to get sit down with Shane Graham, and you know, he's got his huge foundation, and really see how he runs his thing, and really start getting something like that.
Yeah, the Kicks for Kids, Doug Pelfrey, Shane Graham, Jim Breach. I mean, they've done some great things here in town. I guess it can be a blessing and a curse, you know. It's like you're in your hometown. You probably have 18,000 ticket requests on a weekly basis, particularly when the Steelers and Ravens and Browns come to town. I mean, do you look at that as you weigh the pros and cons of playing in your hometown where you're born and raised? You know, there's issues, and then there's a lot of great things. How does it weigh out for you when you weigh it out?
I mean, I look at it as it's definitely a positive to be in my home city. I know the city. I don't have to go into a new place and, you know, find a new network of people and find a new place to live. You know, right now I live in my parents' basement, so you know it's kind of helps.
I like it,
and I can take my time to find a new place to live. And you know, as far as the ticket requests, I mean, they're probably going to come, but I don't have a problem telling them.
You're going to have to learn to say no quickly, right?
Yeah.
I guess. Kevin, you're a delight. Enjoyed meeting you. I know you guys have. After you get a little dinner, you have meetings that you go into this evening, and appreciate you stopping by and visiting with the fans. A lot of buzz after you got drafted, the local boy. You know, now after that great career you had at University of Cincinnati, people are hoping that you take it to the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl here in Cincinnati. And welcome to the Cincinnati Bengals. I know it's a lifelong dream that came true for you, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All righty, Kev. Appreciate it very much. Joining us next will be the man. Who will come downhill and put the hit on you, Ray Mauluga. But first, I want to do a poll question. The Cincinnati Bengals are excited about the upcoming season. Greatly appreciate your support as a season ticket holder. If you intend to renew your season tickets, please press 1 on your dial pad right now. If you don't plan on renewing your season tickets because of the tough economic times, press 2 on the dial pad. If you don't plan on renewing because you're disappointed in the team's play last season, press 3 on your dial pad, and if you're still undecided about renewing your seats this season, press 4 on your dial pad. And once again, remember, press star 3 to ask our draft picks. And we're down to our number 2 pick here, the Cincinnati Bengals. Ray, am I saying it right, Mauluga?
Perfect.
Is that right? How about that? And if you want to also transfer out to a member of the ticket office staff to renew those season tickets, press star 0. I'll tell you what, man. Ray Mauluga, 6'2", 250-pounder, USC, sight for sore eyes. The last big linebacker we had here in Cincinnati, big physical guy that would buckle people's knees and shake skeletons up, was a guy named Jim LeClair, and that was like 25 years ago. You know, haven't had anybody of your size, and man, was the city thrilled when they found out that that you were the Cincinnati Bengals draft choice at number 38 of the draft. But I know, and everybody expected you to go higher, and I know you did as well. What was your thought? What was your reaction to it?
To me, I think you know, I'm a big believer of God, you know, and I think God works in mysterious ways, and God has a plan for things. And so, you know, what was crazy was I was wearing an orange and black.
Is that right?
Orange and black shirt and an orange vest, you know, to my little function that I had, you know, with friends and family. And, you know, I had my little thing on my phone putting Cinco Ocho as my nickname. And, you know, I was a little upset, you know, I was a little bitter, you know, after a couple of days, you know, after the draft. But, you know, like I said, God has a plan for everything. And when Coach called my phone and, you know, I saw my name through the being called on stage, I was excited, my family was excited, and I'm just glad to be here in Cincinnati, Ohio.
What's it like reuniting with a fellow All-American linebacker, Keith Rivers? I mean, you guys had some great times together out there on the football field at USC. What's it feel like to be reunited with that guy?
It's an awesome feeling. You know, he's been trying to to get one of the three of us to come here and play with him. You know, I told him, hey, you know, put in a good word for me, and, you know, he'll joke around and be like, nah, I don't want you here. I want the other two to come. But, you know, it was funny, you know, how things played out, and, you know, he's an awesome player and an awesome person within himself, and, you know, just happy to be here and happy to play with him.
Let's head to the season ticket holders. Rick, what do you have for Ray?
Oh, hey, how you doing, Dave? How are you?
Good. How are you, Rick?
Dave? Yeah, hey, real quick, thanks a lot for your enthusiasm and your passion about the Bengals, Dave. I love listening to you. Question for you, Ray. First off, welcome to Cincinnati. It's a great city, and you're gonna find out it's a great city to play for. You know, it looks like you have great passion when you play. I had a question about your leadership skills. As a rookie coming in, do you think that you're going to be able to portray those leadership skills right away as a rookie, take control of the defense, or are you kind of just one to, not that it's bad to open your mouth and, you know, pound people at the same time, but are you one to just kind of, shut up and play?
How's it going, Rick? What's up? Thanks again. You know, I'm glad to be here, but, you know, I think, you know, Coach Carroll has done a tremendous job to coach, you know, his SC players and, you know, to help them to the next level. And, you know, I think I'm going to bring a passion to the game and, you know, a leadership. You know, I'm only 22 years old, and, you know, half the guys on the team are grown men, you know, and have kids and stuff. And, you know, I won't be afraid to open my mouth here and there and, you know, tell guys, you know, what to do and, you know, give them some of my enthusiasm, my upside of things. And so, you know, I'm going to go in there, give it everything I got. And, you know, if I'm told to be quiet or, you know, stop, I'm just going to keep going. You know, I think Coach drafted me here for a reason, and I'm just going to bring everything and an attitude to this defense. So I'm not going to be quiet and play. I'm going to, you know, they'll feel my presence. It's hard to talk about it now because, you know, I'm a shy type of person. But then again, you know, when I get on the field and get in that locker room, it's a whole different story.
All right, appreciate it. James, you're up, and let's try to get the questions in a timely manner. We have a lot of season ticket holders that want to catch up with Ray here. We're running short on time, so we can get right to the subject. Be great. You're up, James.
Yeah, man, I just wondered, everybody claims you're the steal of the draft. I agree with them. How's it going to be carrying that all season?
You know, I'm going to come here and, you know, with a little chip on my shoulder and use that against me, man. Just going to come here and play football. You know, play what I've loved doing, you know, for the past couple of years. And, you know, I'm just happy to be a Bengal, and, you know, I'm just going to make sure that that the coach Lewis and, you know, the staff and, you know, the Browns family didn't make a mistake in drafting me. So,
right. You've been blessed in that Ken Norton Jr. was your coach at the collegiate level, and here in Cincinnati, Jeff Fitzgerald, the linebacker coach, is outstanding. I mean, he coached 1 year in Baltimore. All three of his linebackers made the Pro Bowl the same year. He's coached Ray Lewis and Marvin's coach Ray Lewis, so these guys know, you know, what they're looking for in terms of a linebacker. To have Ken Norton Jr. talk about how he prepared you for the NFL, then to have a coach like Coach Zimmer, your defensive coordinator, and Coach Fitzgerald as a linebacker coach, I mean, that's got to be pretty cool feeling, isn't it?
It is a great feeling. You know, when my father passed away, Ken Norton Jr., you know, was a coach that was there for me, you know, 24/7, giving me advice, you know, on the field and off the field, and, you know, he's a great guy to be around. And, you know, a pro bowler himself, you know, just helping me out and giving me, you know, tidbits on how to become a great linebacker. And, you know, a guy that expects a lot out of, you know, his players. And, you know, these past 4 years was a learning experience for me, and I've learned a lot from that guy. And, you know, to have Coach Fitzgerald and Coach Zimmer, you know, Fitzgerald was our coach out there. He was out there at our pro day, you know, working out the linebackers, and a guy with a lot of energy and, you know, bring a lot of attitude towards the little period that we had. So we just know that, you know, just off of meeting him then, you know, we know what type of guy he is, you know, a guy that knows to have fun, but at the same time is a serious coach. So great guys to be around, and can't wait to be coached by them.
We've had more than one season ticket holder ask about how you feel about potentially playing outside linebacker. You know, you're obviously All-American at the middle linebacker position. Everybody knows what you can do there. How how do you feel about transitioning potentially to the outside linebacker spot?
You know, I really don't think it'll be too bad, you know. Whichever position that'll get me to play on the field as fast as possible, you know, I'll play that position. You know, it won't take time, you know, just basically get on the board, you know, watch film and know what to do on that Sam position and learn from it. I don't think it'll take too long for me to learn a different position, and, you know, it's something I can't wait. And like I said, I can't wait, and whichever position gets me on the field faster, I'll do it.
Simon, does that answer your question, or do you have something else you wanted to ask?
Yeah, hey, what's up, Ray?
How's it going?
Hey, good. Hey, I was just kind of curious to know if you had a number picked out yet.
Go Ocho.
Cool, dude.
No, they gave me 58, and, you know, it's just good to have 58 in college and to come to the pros and have 58. So, you know, but then again, whichever they number they present me with, you know, it's something that I'm going to just play with and just go for it.
Brandon, you're up. You have your time here with Ray. What's on your mind?
Hey, Ray. Welcome to Cincinnati. My 58 jersey's been on order since the day after the draft. I just want to ask you, you know, when you play linebacker, you play with what I like to call bad intent, which is something that we've needed around here for a long time. How do you play like that but still stay within the framework of the defense?
You know, it's just, just got to be coachable, you know, and guys that are not coachable are not going to play. And so, you know, you go to the next level, and it's all about, you know, you do what you got to do, and if you don't, then, you know, you get kicked behind the bus, and, you know, the next person steps up. So I got to learn to control my play, control my my anger out there on the field, and, you know, just play within the defense. And I think if I do that, you know, everything will be fine.
Next up is Dave, season ticket holder. You're on with Ray. What's on your mind, Dave?
Hey, Ray.
What's up, Dave?
Yeah, two things. First, don't please don't change your name to Ray Cinco Ocho, okay?
No.
But seriously, well, you've obviously been known as Big Hitter, and I think one guy we'd all like to see get a lick laid on is Hines Ward. Do you think he can do that this year?
Man, whichever, or don't worry about that, Cinco Ocho. It was just a little slang that I've been playing around for a while. Never that, but, which. Whatever color jersey that's opposite from ours is going to get something coming to them. So, whether it be Hines Ward, you know, he'll get something. So, no, I'm just here to play football and here to help the Cincinnati Bengals as best I can.
I love it. Love it. All right, Mark, you're up. Your chance with Ray. What's on your mind?
Ray, how you doing, man? Welcome to town.
I'm doing great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good. Hey, I'll tell you, I know you played in a lot of big rivalry games at SC, and as you know, we got a lot of those around here too, so. I'll tell you, we circled September 27th about a month ago. So looking forward to seeing you out there knocking some heads around.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I can't wait. I can't wait for the season to start. Thank you.
Great. Welcome again.
Thank you.
USC. I mean, people say there's no pro team in Los Angeles. I beg to differ. I mean, I think USC is the 33rd franchise in the National Football League without being officially named that. 11 guys drafted this year off your football team. Pete Carroll does a heck of a job. Let's go to Todd. Todd, you have a question for Ray. What are you thinking about?
Yes, sir. Hey, Ray, I want to welcome you to Cincinnati, first of all. It's going to be a pleasure to come out and watch you. I do have a favor to ask. We here in the AFC North, you know, it's a physical defensive conference and everything. There's another Ray that plays in this conference right now. We're hoping that you're the Ray that comes along, and we're still talking about 10 years from now. I'd like to see you step up and take that other Ray's place.
You know, Ray Lewis is a tremendous guy, tremendous football player, and there's no way you can compare me to him now because I'm way out of his league now because I didn't prove myself yet. You know, hopefully a couple years from now, you know, they can you know, say Ray and say a different last name after that. But from now, you know, a great player within himself, and I've still got a long way to go to be proven.
You know, there were rumors that Ozzie Newsome had you targeted to be Ray Lewis's replacement at Baltimore, that they were going to draft you, but then when the tackles went, you know, they decided to make a trade and go for Michael Orr, and things changed. But, I mean, they had you as the guy. I mean, they looked at you and saw Ray Lewis. That has to... that has to have some kind of an impact on you, doesn't it?
It's a tremendous feeling. You know, I grew up watching Ray Lewis, and, you know, Coach Ken Arden Jr. loves to bring up game film with Ray Lewis because of the way he plays and, you know, the passion that he brings to the game and the way he just totally lays out guys. And so he uses him as a teach tape for us to go out there and practice good and play good. And so, you know, to be in his presence would have been something crazy for me, having to meet him and, you know, just to be around him. Because, you know, I grew up loving that guy and the way he played. And, you know, like I said, you know, things worked out for itself. Things happened for a reason, and I'm here to be a Cincinnati Bengal, and, you know, I'm loving every bit of it.
Okay, we have one more question from our season ticket holders, and we certainly do appreciate all your guys' enthusiasm and participation tonight. And it's from Chad. We're ending with Chad.
Chad.
With Ray. Chad, you're up.
Hey, Ray. How are you?
How's it going, Chad? I'm doing great. Thank you.
Hey, good buddy. Glad to have you in town. I said, well, big SC fan. We knew you tore it up out there. Really, just the question is the transition from, let's say, pro or college to pro, the easy transition for you? Are you going to be that firecracker that we expect? Or what are some of the challenges you may have coming from SC to Cincinnati?
I really don't think there'll be any challenges for me. You know, Coach Carroll has done a tremendous job to get us ready for the next level, and I really do think, you know, his practices and stuff are NFL type practices. You know, the way, you know, the speed of the game, the speed of practice, you know, the way we compete and stuff. And, you know, guys that leave and then come back, you know, to talk to us, you know, saying everything is different, if not a little easier. I don't know if that's true or not, but, you know, it's just. I really don't think it'll be, you know, that much of a difference, you know, just other than, you know, playing with grown men and, you know, guys with kids and family. I basically think that's the only difference that it is, and me to get used to the new surroundings and stuff. Other than that, you know, I'm here to play football, and I can't really get things going.
All right, we're going to try to squeeze Danny in here real quickly. Danny, you have an interesting question for Ray. What's up, Danny?
You were off the whole time he was talking, weren't you?
Hello?
Yeah, Danny, you have a question for Ray?
I want to know that he's very welcome here, and we're glad to have him. I want him to know that, you know, we've got a really improved defense, and we're looking for him to come in and bring a swagger to the defense that we haven't had in a while. And I want to know if he's prepared to do that and to prove us right and the other 31 teams wrong.
Thanks a lot, Danny. You already know. You know, I'm here to play football, and I'm here to give it everything I got. And I can't sit here and tell you that I'm the answer for this defense, but I sure can tell you that, you know, Coach Marvin Lewis drafted me for a reason and drafted a great and intimidating player as myself, and, you know, I'm going to go out there and give it everything I have, and we will prove the other 31 teams wrong. I can guarantee you that.
Dave, give you another shot here. Take it away with Ray, Dave. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, Ray, I wanted to ask, yes. Hey, Ray, how you doing? Welcome to Cincinnati. I wanted to ask you if you had heard about the rumors about Hard Knocks coming to Cincinnati for minicamp, and if you thought that that would be any sort of distraction for the players and the rookies like you.
Yeah, I've heard of that. You know, my agent had told me that, you know, that the Bengals were going to be the Hard Knocks. So, is that a television show? Or,
yeah.
HBO. But it really won't be a distraction to me, you know. You know, being in Hollywood, I think, being in Hollywood, being in L.A., you know, with all the cameras and all that, it hasn't distracted me once. And just being here in the pro level, I don't think it'll distract me at all as well. So, you know, I'm ready for practice, and, you know, all the cameras and all that, that won't mean anything to me. So I'm here to play football, not to be on camera.
And final question from me, Ray, and appreciate you giving us so much time here on your first night in Cincinnati. Welcome to the Big Natty.
Thank you.
Troy Polamalu, if you met him, is he a friend? And you have Domantas Peko here, and I mean, you've got you know, a few guys that you can kind of can be mentors for in the National Football League.
Troy, I've met him, and he was one of the biggest idols in my life, and one of the guys that I wanted to meet. You know, and I did get the chance to meet him at one of our games because his brother-in-law is one of the guys on the team, and so he's married to his sister. And Domantas, just a great guy. You know, he really doesn't play much, and he doesn't seem like a guy that'll cause any trouble. The moment I got drafted, Don Tapeco, Jonathan Fanini called me up and congratulated me, and you know, told me that, you know, they're happy that I'm, you know, a Cincinnati Bengal, and they can't wait till I get out here. And so, you know, guys like that, you know, the Polynesian culture is tremendous, you know, the way they treat each other. And so, and we got another Polynesian that got here as well, the running back from BYU.
BYU, right.
So I'm pretty sure the relationship that we'll have will be crazy, and it's going to be fun playing with each other, and it's going to be something different. Well, this guy from BYU is on offense, so, I mean, he might have a little trouble in practice.
Right. Fui Vakapuno, and I'll tell you, I'm excited. Everybody's excited here in Cincinnati to have, you know, the intimidator, the enforcer on a defensive football team. We appreciate, again, your visiting us tonight, and we look forward to a lot of good years in watching you play football here with the Cincinnati Bengals. And good luck, Pro Bowls and Super Bowls in your future, my man. Good luck.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate having me, and I plan on being here for a long time.
That sounds sweet.
Thank you.
That's a great way to conclude. And we want to let everybody know that General Reserve season ticket holders, you're going to be receiving a statement for the remaining balance on your season tickets around the end of next week. For the first time, season ticket holders will now be able to make payments on their account online at www.bengals.com. More information on this will be included with that statement. And before we end this exclusive event, you will have the ability to leave a post-event comment upon the conclusion of this call. So please don't hang up, because this will allow you to leave any additional feedback along with the question you were going to ask if you did not have the chance to go live with the new draft picks. And I want to personally thank each and every one of you. Our first fan forum, I think, was a tremendous success. And keep your eyes and ears open and to the ground for future endeavors such as this. Good night, everybody, and thanks for your participation. And hoo-day!